Yesterday, the number one model on a human coding leaderboard was free and Chinese. Today, the president of China stood up in Shanghai and told the entire world that giving your AI away for free is now official state policy. Welcome to AI in 15 for Saturday, July 18th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host. And Kate, the timing is almost too neat. One day after Kimi K3 proved the open weight strategy works, Xi Jinping made it doctrine.
It really is the arc of the week, Marcus. Our lead, Xi, puts open source AI at the center of Chinese strategy. Then a run worth your time. Apple widens its trade secret war on OpenAI, legal letters to 40 former employees, right before OpenAI's IPO. New details on the Grok coding tool that shipped your whole repo to the cloud. The upload code is reportedly still in there. Linus Torvalds tells the anti-AI wing of Linux to, quote, fork off. NVIDIA quietly takes the crown in the plumbing layer under every AI app. And Amazon briefly tells customers they owe $2.5 trillion. Lead story, Marcus. We covered Kimi K3 yesterday. Today the geopolitics caught up. What did Xi actually say?
So, this was his first ever keynote at China's World AI Conference in Shanghai. Kate, Friday. Title, Working Together to Build a Fair and Equitable Global AI Governance System. And the core line was a direct call to, quote, encourage open source, openness, collaboration, and sharing. He pledged 5,000 AI training spots for developing nations over 5 years, and AI cooperation centers with ASEAN, the Arab League, the African Union, and BRICS.
So, this is a head of state formally blessing the give-it-away model.
Exactly, Kate. And it turns what had been a commercial habit into declared national strategy. Moonshot, DeepSeek, Jipu, Alibaba, they've all been handing weights away. Now the state has put its name on it. And the day before Xi spoke, 29 countries agreed to set up a new World AI Cooperation Organization, headquartered, of course, in Shanghai.
Okay, but why give away your best technology? That sounds generous, is it?
That's the thread to pull, Kate. Giving weights away is what a challenger does when it can't win on chips. The United States controls the compute, the advanced NVIDIA silicon, the export licenses. So Beijing plays the other lever, distribution. If your model is free and everyone builds on it, you set the defaults, you grow the developer base, and you make the incumbents' per-token price look arbitrary. All without another wafer from TSMC.
And Xi took a shot at the export controls.
A thinly veiled one, Kate. He warned against any nation putting its own security interests above everyone else's, which is read directly as a jab at U.S. chip restrictions. So the framing of the whole conference is, Washington hoards, Beijing shares. Whether the openness is principled is a fair question, and I'd stay skeptical of state-aligned generosity. But here's the uncomfortable part. It doesn't have to be principled to be effective. Free is free, whatever the motive.
Story 2, Marcus. Apple versus OpenAI. We flagged the lawsuit. Now it's escalating.
It is, Kate. The Financial Times reports Apple has sent legal preservation letters to roughly 40 former Apple employees who now work at OpenAI, ordering them to preserve documents and communications tied to Apple's trade secret suit. That's wider than the original complaint, which named specific people like former executives Tang Tan and Chang Liu. So the net is bigger than the named defendants.
And the backdrop makes it spicy.
Enormously, Kate. OpenAI is preparing an IPO reportedly targeted for September at up to a $1 trillion valuation. And a lawsuit claiming the company's entire hardware ambition, the Jony Ive device effort, rests on stolen Apple secrets is exactly the kind of legal overhang you have to disclose to investors right before you go public.
Is 40 letters actually a big deal, or is Apple just being thorough?
Fair pushback, Kate, and it came up on Hacker News. These litigation hold letters are fairly standard practice. You shouldn't overdramatize the paperwork itself. But the scale is the signal. Companies don't usually go this public and this broad without believing there's something real underneath. The genuine question is whether Apple has hard evidence or is fishing. And 40 preservation orders suggests they think the alleged spread is wide.
Story 3, Marcus. We covered the Grok build leak on Wednesday. There's a new wrinkle, and it's not a reassuring one.
It's worse in the details, Kate. The researcher publishing as Cerablab put real numbers on it. On a 12-gigabyte repo, the channel the model actually needed carried about 192 kilobytes. The hidden storage channel, a bucket called Grok Code Session Traces that appeared in no docs, moved 5.1 gigabytes. That's roughly a 27,000-fold gap between what it needed and what it took.
And the privacy toggle everyone assumed protected them?
Did nothing, Kate. And this is the cleanest lesson of the whole thing. Switching off the improve the model toggle changed none of it. Because training consent and transmission consent are architecturally different things, and only one of them had a switch. You can tell them not to train on your code and still have every byte leave your machine.
So what actually stopped it?
A server-side flag flipped on July 13th, Kate. No client update, no changelog, no announcement. And here's the part that should bother people. A later look at a newer version reportedly found the upload code still sitting in the binary, held off only by that flag. So it's one server toggle away from resuming. Anyone who ran it against a repo with live keys should assume they leaked and rotate everything. The local first coding tool claim was just materially false.
Let's lighten it, Marcus. Story 4. Linus Torvalds, creator of Linux, weighing in on AI. And he did not mince words.
He never does, Kate. On the kernel mailing list this week, he settled whether Linux is an anti-AI project. It isn't, and contributors who object to others using AI can, quote, do the open source thing and fork it, or walk away. He called AI, quote, a tool, just like other tools we use, and it's clearly a useful one.
That's a real shift for him, isn't it?
A big one, Kate. This is the same man who dismissed 90% of AI as marketing hype back in late 2024. So going from it's hype to fork off if you don't like it is a genuine softening. And he framed it as pure technical merit, his words, not fear of new tools.
What triggered it?
A concrete dispute, Kate, over an LLM-based patch review and bug detection tool called Sashiko, built by a Google kernel engineer. And this is the substantive number. In a test against 1,000 recent kernel issues, Sashiko found about 53% of the bugs that human reviewers had missed on the first pass. So on the most scrutinized code base on Earth, an AI tool caught half the bugs the humans didn't. That's the part that isn't opinion, that's evidence.
Story 5. Marcus, and it's the unglamorous plumbing story. NVIDIA just topped a benchmark nobody talks about, but everybody relies on.
Right. Embedding models, Kate. NVIDIA's new Nemotron 3 embed ranks number one on a retrieval benchmark called RTEB, which tests how reliably a model pulls the right document across legal, finance, code, and healthcare text in multiple languages. The 8 billion parameter version scored 78.5%, ahead of the previous leader. And there's a smaller 1 billion version at 72% for teams that care about speed and cost.
Explain why I should care about a retrieval score.
Because embeddings are the layer that decides what your AI actually reads before it reasons, Kate. Every time an assistant looks something up in your documents, that's retrieval. If it fetches the wrong paragraph, the smartest model in the world gives you a confident wrong answer. So, a measurable jump here quietly improves a huge swath of production systems without anyone touching the flashy model on top. And NVIDIA shipped it with open weights and the training recipe. Another open weights release in the same week as everything else.
Last hit, Marcus, and it's the most relatable IT story of the week. Amazon told people they owed billions.
Some of them trillions, Kate. On Friday, a bug in AWS's estimated billing system sent customers wildly inflated projected charges. Reports ranged from hundreds of millions all the way to $2.5 trillion. One UK charity that normally pays under £1 a month saw a projected bill of $5.8 billion.
What on earth causes a bill like that?
The classic culprit. Kate, Hacker News pinned it fast. Gigabytes versus bytes. Multiply by 2 to the 30th in the wrong place, and a tiny cost becomes an astronomical one. AWS found the root cause in about 90 minutes, and crucially, only the estimates were wrong. Actual invoices and charges stayed correct.
So nobody actually pays it, but there's an AI footnote.
A quietly pointed one, Kate. One of the top comments quoted what looked like an AI-assisted debugging session, admitting, quote, "The MCP server failed to connect. I guessed instead of validating." A small parable for the whole week, really. Automation that guesses instead of checking, running in production. Which is the exact thread running through Grok build and the retrieval story, too.
One to watch tomorrow, Marcus.
Kimi K3's weight drop on July 27th, Kate. That number one ranking is a preview until the weights actually land, and independent testers can reproduce it outside vendor charts. Watch whether Moonshot ships on time. That's the moment the whole open weight story either holds up or deflates.
Agree or counter?
Small counter, Kate. Even if they ship perfectly on schedule, a 2.8 trillion parameter model won't fit on a single machine. You need a rack-scale system to run it. So it's a statement about where open weights are heading, not yet something most people can actually download and use. Open in license isn't the same as open in practice.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.